It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, we are live with another Instant Reaction podcast. Of course, this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks, the official daily fantasy sports app of CLNS Media. Download the app today and put in the promo code CLNS, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Matt, the Patriots just picked at 103. There was some debate that they might trade back from 110. They did not. They stuck there, and I'll tell you what, this one's exciting.
Huge. Javon Baker, wide receiver from UCF. Big fan of this pick. He's a little bit of a steal. He's 95 on the consensus board. You get him at 110. If you liked Jalen Polk, you're going to like Javon Baker. He's the same type of guy. He played at UCF instead of UW. So he's a half tier down because of that. But same type of guy. Inside, outside versatility, ball winner, playmaker. I think he was fourth highest in the FBS last year in yards per reception, just playmaker. So, you know, another guy like this to New England, and I'm definitely a fan.
Yeah, I like it a lot. You know, five plays of 50 plus yards. That's not 20 plus yards. Five plays of 50 plus yards this year. You know, look, the consistency, again, is an issue, right? He's not super consistent. He had 14 drops the last 2 years. But you know, I think that the ability is there, the ability to go up and pluck the ball just like Jalen Polk. And I think that you're kind of you see the receiver room that they're trying to build, right? And it's similar to what Green Bay has done recently, where you look at Green Bay. Now, Green Bay, of course, has Christian Watson, right, who's got a ton of speed. Didn't really play a lot this year because he was hurt, but he's got a ton of speed. But the other guys you look at, you know, on their roster, Romeo Doubs and the rookie from this, well, Jaden Reed, I guess, has a lot of speed too. But the other kid they drafted, Dontavian Wicks, right? It's kind of similar big-bodied guys. And this is one of those things where get a big-body guy, a guy that separates through contact, you know, doesn't mind the contact, plays through it, and makes plays. And again, is a big play guy. May not have that breakaway top-end speed, but that's okay. If you can get open and catch the ball, it doesn't matter if you can run away from people. And, oh, by the way, him, just like Polk, they have big plays all over their tape. So you can say they don't have a ton of breakaway speed, and yet they keep catching deep passes, right? And so they got some speed, obviously.
Yeah, that if you're under, like, he's, I think, 4.54 40 speed, like, that's fine. That's NFL speed.
Yeah.
Like, if you're 4.6 or worse, that's a little bit concerning, but he also has play speed on tape, so it doesn't bother me.
Right.
I love this. And you mentioned the Green Bay receivers. I plugged in Javon Baker's name into Mock Draftable to see, you know, the athletic comparisons for him. Number one on the list, Romeo Doubs. Similar, very similar frame. I think he's slower than Doubs. Doubs didn't test in the 40, so that's not going to show up there. But very similar frame as a receiver. And, you know, the guy who Baker reminds me of a little is Kendrick Bourne. You know, a guy who's inconsistent, a guy who can line up at a couple of spots, a guy who doesn't have the high-end speed, but he'll just make plays for you. He'll make plays after the catch. He'll catch balls in traffic, do all kinds of stuff like that. So I love this. And, you know, you look at the receiver room, you got five guys now who I think you feel comfortable with being out there. Kendrick Bourne, KJ Osborne, Pop Douglas, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker. And four of those guys have a ton of overlap. I think Bourne, Osborne, Baker, and Polk have a lot of overlap in what they do and are versatile and can be moved around. So now that you got pieces like that, you know, you can put guys in positions to succeed. And Pop Douglas is very similar to Josh Downs, a receiver Drake May loved at UNC back in 2022. So I think you're building something really good here with the receiving core, and you're building something that's versatile, something where you can get a lot of rotation, get a lot of snaps for everybody. And then, you know, that's five guys. So if they want to keep more than five guys, one of these other people, Tyquan Thornton, Juju Smith-Schuster, Kayshon Booty, TJ Luther, who's on the roster. If one of these guys wants to earn a spot, they're going to have to earn that. I think they're probably done adding a receiver in the draft. So that might be the main five guys they're going to be rolling with this year.
Yeah, it does seem like it. And look, I think for me, when I start to look at what they're doing at receiver, these guys are all multiple, right? Jalen Polk and Javon Baker are guys that can play, I feel like, everywhere. Now, they're not true slot guys, obviously, but they can play all over the field. And I feel the same way about Kendrick Bourne. And so you start to look at it and think, similar to what you said, where like, hey, we have a lot of position flexibility here with these receivers. None of these guys are going to, you know, none of these guys are wide receiver ones per se, right? And obviously we still want to get a guy like that. And listen, next year, depending on what happens this year, maybe next year is the guy you get that guy, right? I don't know. But again, the big thing for me is that you're building a receiver room that's a respectable receiver room. You're just trying to get to a point where you have NFL caliber receivers out there at every position. And they didn't have that last year. And they really haven't had that for a few years now. And so you get rid of Devontae Parker. And like you said, Juju and Taekwon better step it up. Otherwise, they're out too, right? Kayshon Booty better step it up or he's out. Like, you can only keep so many wide receivers. And so, you know, I like that they're addressing this. Mike Reese pointed out it's the first time since 1969 and only the second time ever the Patriots have spent their first five picks on offense. The Patriots are sending a message to their offense. We all knew it. We all knew it. Everyone knew it, right? And I'm happy that they're addressing it. The offense sucked last year. It was terrible. It's been bad for multiple years in a row. They needed to address offense. That meant quarterback. That meant wide receiver. That meant offensive line. And they have taken guys at multiple spots there, right? And again, I just think for me that that's exactly what they needed to do. It's what they did. Now, maybe they'll focus on defense as they get into the fifth, sixth round. They don't have a fifth round pick, but whether they trade up into the fifth or as they get into the sixth round, maybe they'll take some shots at defensive guys. But you had to address offense, and I think they did that. And obviously, like Baker, they talked about bridging that gap between 110 and 180. But they feel like Baker drops all the way to them, and they can't pass that guy up.
I actually will push back a little on none of these guys being number ones, because I do think Jalen Polk has the upside to become a guy like that. And
yeah,
as mentioned, you know, the Packers in that second round spot have drafted a lot of guys who ended up becoming number ones. I mentioned Devontae Adams, very similar athletic profile to Jalen Polk. You know, you got Greg Jennings, I think, in that mold as well. I'm not saying Polk's going to end up being one of those guys, but he has the athletic profile, and those guys took time to develop. So, you know, he might not be a wide receiver one this year, but you're hoping you can develop him into that. You also get younger at the position, which I think is huge. You guys who are going to build chemistry. And you know, with Polk and Baker, these are both guys who are ball winners, guys who win contested catches, which requires a lot of, mind meld with the quarterback. You got to be on the same page. Get two guys in the rookie deal with the quarterback who can, you know, start to build that, you know, day one. I mean, these guys can go out and grab a football and start throwing on air and practicing these reps tomorrow if they wanted to, and start working on this, build that chemistry. And if they do build that chemistry and it comes together, you got something really special brewing here. And even if, you know, Baker ends up being just another Kendrick Bourne who's going to be your wide receiver three, and Polk is just a good wide receiver two, now you got those guys on rookie deals. You don't have to go to free agency. And now you can feel good about, you know, calling San Francisco back and saying, hey, we'll give you a pick next year for Brandon Ayuk, you know, if that's still something that's on the table, or if any other receiver becomes available, say, we're going to go get you, or you take another, you know, you go into the next year's draft and you start left tackle, wide receiver with your first two picks, and you take another swing looking for a guy who can be a number one for you. I think it keeps a lot of options open.
Yeah, I agree. So I like the idea of doing that. Also, James is in the chat asking, would you say that Polk and Baker both have decent hands? And I would say decent to above average. I would say Polk's hands are above average, if not really good. And Baker has good hands. You know, it's not exceptional, but I think he has good hands. Yep.
Yeah. And these are guys who I think also fit what Drake May wants to do. May is like, I think when you got Mac Jones, there was a lot of we need separators because this guy is accurate with the ball, but you need guys who can create space so they can get the yards after the catch.
Mm-hmm.
With Drake May, he's a lot more willing to take shots down the field, and he has some nice touch on those throws down the field where he can throw to guys who look covered and throw them open, and he's willing to give guys shots. It's right. All over his UNC tape. So, you know, the two receivers they draft here, I think, fit that perfectly. Which again is the reason why I really like Kendrick Bourne with Drake May. I think they're going to get along very, very well.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I think these guys are all fits.
I like it. And you know, they've been talking about it consistently. They want to weaponize the offense. They want to weaponize the offense. They've said it over and over and over again. And this is the way you do it. You build an offense that has guys that can push vertically, that can win contested catches. And, you know, they're not the greatest separators in the world, but they can create separation, and they do a nice job creating separation. And even when they don't, they go win that ball at 50-50, right? They go win that 50-50 ball. And so you need guys that can separate and guys that are good route runners. But, you know, but I think I like what they're building on offense, and I'm happy about what they're doing. Oh, for the love of God, Indianapolis. God dang it.
But wait, by the way, I looked up Javon Baker has a drop rate of about 11% for his career, which is high, but he also caught 56% of his contested catches last year. Like, that's his career number. Jalen Polk has a drop rate of, where is it, 5%. So
yeah,
half so nice better hands, and which still has a contested catch rate over 50%.
Yeah.
So you get one guy who has good hands and is great at 50-50 balls, and one guy with inconsistent hands who's great on 50-50 balls.
Yeah. Yep. By the way, the reason I'm upset at Indianapolis is they took my favorite player in day three, which is Tanner Bordellini. They call him a center. The guy literally played every position on the offensive line. I don't think he played left tackle, actually, at Wisconsin, but he played literally everywhere else. And so I'm annoyed, but that's okay. That's all right. Yeah. Eric Aldridge came with the board too. That's true. The guy that I want the Patriots to get, and they're probably gonna have to trade up into the fifth round to do it. But the guy I want them to get is Tyrone Tracy. I think he, you know, is another offensive player, but he's a wide receiver turned running back who actually was a really good running back at Purdue last year. Has great contact balance. You know, obviously catches the ball well out of the backfield. So I think he would be a really good fit for what they're trying to do. I know that they just signed Antonio Gibson. And so he kind of brings in that same idea, but I like the idea of doing something like that. So anyways, all right. I think that's what we got for Javon Baker. The Patriots do not have a pick in the fifth round right now. So this.
It's what? Yeah. It's 311, 180, 193, 231.
Yes. 180, 193, 231. Correct. Yep. So they got the sixth round pick that they traded for Mac Jones is 193. They have 180, and then they have 231, which is their own pick as well. So, so we'll be back in the sixth round unless the Patriots draft someone else, and then we'll be back before then. But thanks again. And Javon Baker, we're happy. We're happy about Javon Baker, and the Patriots are building something on offense. We'll see you in a bit, guys.